Hello?
Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I was calling because I'm from the Google Guarantee Department. You clicked in the back of your dashboard indicating you wanted more information for Google Guarantee. Was that done on purpose?
I don't remember clicking that.
Okay, so you didn't do it on purpose then.
What is the Google Guarantee?
Google Guarantee would be considered an upgrade on your current program. It shows at the very top of the first page of Google in the Google Guaranteed section. So when somebody does a search on Google, at the very top produces the Google Guarantee and then usually like the Google Ads, and then the Google Local Map section shows below that. This would have you coming up at the very top of the page in the Google Guarantee section, and it is a pay-per-lead type of program that Google has developed to trump all other type of pay-per-leads.
Okay, how much is that?
Well, so the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable to get your company Google Guarantee certified and background checked and all the different things. And then there is
Ma'am, can you give me a second? Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Yo. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. You gotta take care of what's directly in front of you. I mean, it's important, you know?
Yeah.
So, there is a lead cost that's associated with it beyond that. So, let me see here what's going on. First, there are a few requirements. Do you have the Texas Master Plumber license with a responsible Master Plumber endorsement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you have insurance for the company?
Yes.
And can you pass a background check, no felonies or anything stronger than a DUI or misdemeanor in the past 7 years?
Yes, I can pass a background check.
How many employees do you have?
Just me.
Just you for now? Okay. All right. Well, then it looks like you probably would be a good fit for it. What happens is the reason Google built this service is they understand some of the things that a lot of you contractors have been through with the Angie's Leads, Thumbtack, House, Home Advisor, Porch. Did you experience any of those type of pay-per-lead services previously?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I worked with Angie's Leads. It's not very easy dealing with them, and
mm-hmm.
like the leads are real shaky. Like
mm-hmm.
you can't, some of the leads aren't promising. I spent more money with them than I've ever made money with them, you know.
Right. How much were you paying per lead approximately?
So they have like this thing where it's like an opportunity or a lead, you know, you can
mm-hmm.
activate your leads. Your leads are a lot cheaper than your opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lead would run you around, you know, $15 to $30, anywhere in that price range.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunities are more expensive because they only get sent out to a few plumbers, like two or three, you know.
So instead of six or ten?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of different things. So how much were you paying with the opportunity leads?
Those were a lot more expensive. You're paying, like $50 to $60 per lead.
Right. Okay. Now, if you were paying $50 to $60 for a lead that had certain criteria that was qualified, that's a fair cost, right?
I mean, $50 to $60 for a lead. If the lead was promising, not
baloney.
Not a fall through, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Understood. Okay. So the thing about this is Google built this service because they know what you guys have been through with the other type of pay-per-lead services. They know what happens because those companies actually purchase ad spend in the Google ads from those companies. Okay. So what they do is at Home Advisor, Angie's, PortHouse, all the different pay-per-lead services, they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google ads, and then they capture the leads coming in, and then they resell them to you and five or six of your competitors, which is what you're currently experiencing.
Yeah.
So with this, instead of you sharing the lead, it comes directly to you, first and foremost, so you have lead exclusivity because the clients, they go to Google, they look in the guaranteed section, pardon me, and then they go ahead and determine that they want to work with you because they're able to see all of your accolades. You're able to see all of the reviews and things other people are saying about you. It's not coming to us first and then we're determining whether or not it should go to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So what happens is the $250 application fee is paid upfront. That goes to get the company background check. Now, the reason I asked if you had employees is because if you did, then it goes to get the employees background checked as well. It's not $250 per employee. It's $250 one-time cost for the entire company. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So what happens is we go ahead and we get the company completely Google Guarantee verified and certified. We jump through the hoops for you. We go through the background check. We get everything squared away. And then what happens is once you're Google Guarantee certified, then we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in order to start the Google Guarantee program. Now, what they do is they do have quite a few fail-safes in place. So it's not just like we throw you up there and say, hey, good luck to you, Joe. You know, we wish you the best. The way that it works is every company that's listed on the Google Guarantee platform actually gets a Google Guarantee call tracking number. And the reason why is because all those calls are recorded in order to ensure that it is an actual qualified lead. Because there's only two instances that Google even considers a call a qualified lead. So what they do is they assign you a Google call tracking phone number. All the calls are recorded. AI is listening. And if a call were to fall through the cracks, then you have the call recording, we have the call recording, Google has the call recording. We're able to dispute it. It's not like how it is with Angie's when you're like, hey, this wasn't even a legitimate call. And they're like, yeah, but it shows us you talked with him for 35 seconds while you were actually just leaving a voicemail for the 10th time. You know?
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
So they contact me or do I contact them?
They contact you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're choosing to work with you because they see the Google Guarantee section. So what the Google Guarantee is Google is guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client.
Okay.
Meaning that if anything were to ever go wrong, okay, Google actually pays them out an insurance of $2,000 per individual client. Now, I haven't had any clients that have had to actually use that or have that be used, you know, for their company, but it is what the guarantee is. So that's what the guarantee actually is. And then what they're guaranteeing you guys is quality calls coming directly to you. So what we're able to do with the AI is super cool because they're able to determine, they're listening for those buzzwords. So, for example, Say somebody contacts you, Joe, and it's a sales or solicitation call. That is not a qualified lead. Google does not consider that a qualified lead. Okay,
yeah.
You would not be charged. If somebody happens to be seeking employment with your company, okay, that is not considered a qualified lead. You would not be charged for that. If somebody is a robocall or spam call, again, not a qualified lead. If somebody is calling and they're asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, because in your service profile is very specific things within the plumbing category of what it is that you're actually offering. For example, if you're not offering toilet changeouts, but somebody calls you for that and you decline the job, you are not charged because that is not a qualified lead. It is not something that you offer in your services.
Okay. One question is, so say if somebody, you know, searches me up on Google, I'm already registered with Google.
Right. It wouldn't charge you.
And they're contacting, huh?
It wouldn't charge you if they're finding you on the regular Google listing in your Google business profile, then this is the thing, is when somebody does a by name search for a company, it doesn't show the Google guaranteed section.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want you to be charged for that. That's not considered a qualified lead. That's somebody who already had your information and was already looking to work with you.
Okay.
So how much are these leads? Yeah, how much are these, like, leads?
Well, they're $50.67.
Okay.
Per lead. And Google requires a minimum monthly budget of $611 in order to start for 13 leads. So I'm going to explain how that works, but first I want to finish explaining how the leads work. Because if somebody calls outside of your service radius that's not listed on your service profile, again, you're not charged. There's only two instances that you're actually charged for the leads, and that is A, if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, or B, if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face with the client. Those are the two instances that Google considers them qualified, and those are the only two instances in which you would be charged for a lead.
Okay.
Now, the way it works is you pay the $250, that's the only upfront cost in order to get everything moving forward. And then once your Google guarantee approved, we go ahead and we call you, we say, hey, now again, it could take 4 to 8 weeks to get Google guarantee approved. I don't often see it take that long as you're quick with getting us the information that we need in order to get you approved. Then it can happen very, very quickly. Once your Google guarantee approved, then we call you and we say, hey, you are completely Google guarantee approved. What we want to do is go ahead and cut the leads on. So then you pay the minimum monthly budget of $611. When you pay that minimum monthly budget, the leads will come in at approximately 3 leads a week. Okay? If you want to increase that, you can increase that. You can have 5 leads a week, 6 leads a week, 10 leads. You can have all 13 leads in the first week if that's what you choose to do.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter on the job. The lead is $50.
Correct. Correct.
So if they're calling me for a water heater or a main line replacement or, you know, something like that, it's still the same price.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep, the price isn't going to vary depending on what the job is. And it's the same price if it's a smaller paying job, you know. So that price doesn't go up or change. Now, the only time that I've ever seen it change is when the client, like yourself, chooses to invoke like max lead budget when they want to pay more for leads, depending on what their situation is. So that's the only time that I've seen the budget actually change. And if that's something that you want to do, then they go over that with you at the time. But for what you're offering and where you're offering it, because I have you in Fort Worth, 76133, right?
Yes.
Right. So what happens is we go ahead and we cut the leads on, and then the leads will begin coming in. After you take the first couple of leads, you have the ability to pause the leads if you need to. Say you know that you're not going to be able to get to any more phone calls, let alone any more work for 3 or 4 days, or maybe you're going on vacation, or maybe, you know, for whatever reason, you could even pause the campaign for up to 6 months. So if you need to pause the campaign for any reason, or if there's any reason that things need to change or anything like that, then what happens is you can pause the campaign, and wherever you pause the campaign is where it stops financially. Okay?
Okay.
So if you pause the campaign with $500 left in it and you pause it for 6 months, then it's completely paused.
Yeah.
You're not, it's not an automatic monthly charge. And there's no way that you can get charged outside your budget, because once your budget's exhausted, then we contact you to reset the budget.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, it sounds great, but, I mean, that's a lot of money up front, you know?
Yeah. The upfront cost is really just the $250 to get everything Google Guarantee approved, and then you have time when you're ready to cut the leads on and you have the 611, then we can turn them on. Like, if we contact you and you're not necessarily ready to turn them on because you don't have the full budget yet, then there's no harm, no foul. Once you're ready, then we turn your leads on and you come up on the Google Guarantee list. It's not like you come off. You're listed there. You have that Google Guarantee approval.
I got you. Okay. I like the offer. You know, it sounds mm-hmm. great, but I have to think about this. You know, that's quite a bit of money each month to be putting up, you know, $600, $600, $600, you know. I don't have the cash flow like that. Especially mm-hmm. you paying y'all $200 a month. You know, I got other avenues that I'm pursuing, and
mm-hmm.
it's just a little bit harder to put that money, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand where you're coming from. You know, I get it 100%. But let me ask you something, Joe. If you're not you, if you're not Joe the plumber, you know, who knows how to and take care of things and is pretty handy, if you're just like a guy that sits behind a desk, right, and you're somebody who has a plumbing issue, are you going to feel more confident going to Google and seeing where it says guaranteed providers? Or are you going to just go like to Angie's List or HomeAdvisor or Thumbtack?
I would go to Google, but...
Right. And then if you see that they're, oh my gosh, Google Guarantee, what's this? And then you click on the guarantee and it tells you right there that you as the consumer get an basic insurance policy, right? Then you're going to feel a lot more confident making a choice out of that section. And when you make a choice out of that section, then you're getting a qualified plumber. And you, as a qualified plumber, are earning a client, usually a repeat client, because when you take really good care of them, they're going to continue to call you back anytime they have a plumbing issue.
Yeah, for sure.
You're getting a repeat client out of that. It's not just one and done, you know?
I know that. I know how to get clients, you know.
I'm sure you do, because you seem very friendly and very knowledgeable about what you're doing. You know,
yeah.
I understand the capital is tough. I get that. You know, it's a tough pill to swallow. You may need some time with it. I've gone ahead and sent everything over via email. It's labeled Google Guarantee. I sent it to Joe Fernandez at anjplumbingllc.com.
Okay.
That way you have a chance to review it and go over everything, and you can see it in black and white, like where you'd be showing up and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I guess, you're part of the sales team, I'm assuming, you know, to get me to try to sign up for that, right? Are you able to take care of something else for me?
What else do you need?
I never finished my local splash setup. Like, I don't believe you are doing the SEO for me yet.
Let me see here. Did you not complete the client onboarding?
I completed everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just they wanted me to pay something to, you know, get this search engine optimization up and running, you know.
We never ask for any more money than what's already agreed upon at the $199.
So you are not doing an SEO?
No, we are doing your SEO. That's what I'm saying. If somebody called you back and was asking you for more money, that's not us. That's a scam.
No, it was through y'all. Flesh.
Yeah, we don't call back and ask for any more money. If they were offering you an upgrade on something like this, or if they were offering you Google Ads, or different things like that, yes, but as far as charging you more money in order to optimize your listing, absolutely not. That's not something that we do. Your optimization is included with your package already. I see
okay.
here that it looks
he
like
was talking about, he was talking about like moving my name to, you know, the top of the Google search engine.
Well, I don't even show that there's a man that has spoken to you in our thing here. What I see is that you spoke with Mary back on the 5th of, the 5th of December was the last person you spoke with when she did your, what we call our first touch. She touched base with you. It wasn't a good time for you. You requested a call back in 2 hours or so. And then when she called back and spoke with you, we went over the keyword searches. We went over the call tracking greetings. There's a whole list of things that she did during that conversation with you and things that you guys touched on. You felt that the logo was a bit plain. You sent something into us as a reference. She offered to upgrade you with Facebook ads at that point. It was the only upgrade that she offered
Hold on.
You.
I'm headed to 9720 St. Michelle. Okay.
Yeah, so if you talked with a man, I'm just saying that wasn't us because there's no record of a man speaking with you.
It was y'all. I have y'all's number saved. It was local Splash.
Okay.
yeah, but I don't have time to talk anymore, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you have the contact information. I sent everything over via email. If you want me to get you a call from the onboarding team, I can schedule that for you and see if there's anything else we can do as far as the optimization and things like that go. Absolutely.
Okay, because are y'all, like, I mean, y'all are not doing anything right now to get me to the top of the search engine, are y'all?
Yes, we're doing the continued programming. There's lots of things that we're doing. I can have them give you a complete breakdown on exactly what it is that they are doing in order to ensure your company coming up on the first page of Google. It looks
okay,
like
yeah.
The last time that we actually spoke to you was back in December. Yeah, it was back in December the last time that we actually spoke with you. So we can definitely go over with you things that we can do in order to, you know, have you coming up closer to the top and all the different things. Today we have an appointment available. They're done in 30-minute increments, so I have something available between 3:30 to 4 or at 4
to 4:30.
3:30 to 4. Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll get this time slot for you. That way, they can
okay,
go over everything. Okay.
All right, I gotta go.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day. No, just...